generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the War Room. We're live here on a Tuesday night. I didn't work today. Trevor did. He's mad about it. Tell him to get the fuck over it. It's America. That's a beautiful thing in America when you get the Tuesday off and you didn't even realize it. I woke up right on time this morning, got ready to go to my capitalistic job, and guess what happened? I got told not to come in. I got to go back to sleep for a little bit. But you know what I did? I didn't go back to sleep. I got up and I started my day early, because what's better than getting up early on a day off when you don't have to go to work? But anyway, with me tonight, as always, is my co-host, the co-host with the most, and he doesn't like burnt toast, Mr. Trevor Truitt. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a long work day for me. First day in the... 13 hours. Long day. Throwing a lot of cases. Throwing a lot of cases.
Right in my eye. It was a long work day for me. You just ruined my entire intro, correct? God, my eyes are on fire now. That's hilarious. Anyway. With us in studio, we've got a couple of guests tonight. With us in studio, Mr. Luke Dean. How you doing, sir?
Back again, doing great. Loving the new house. It's nice.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yes. Thank you. And with us also over the phone, my little brother. He's newly engaged. He's with us on the phone tonight. Also a member of the playoffs for the NBA War Room playoff series. Jason Cornelius back again. There you go. There's his entrance music right there. Back again, Jason Cornelius. Welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You should, Jason. I don't know if, like, or just whenever Trevor did his intro, he made me do a spit take, and I literally just shot beer all in my face, and it got in my eyes. Because
oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. So this time, literally 30 seconds in, I got my beer, my legs are all sticky from the beer now.
Well, and why would you do that in your house, you idiot?
Trevor made me do a spit take. I literally did. Did you
he
not
didn't
hear?
Make you do nothing.
Listen. Were you listening to
anything?
Did you listen to the intro at all?
A little bit.
What do you mean a little bit? You're live on the show. You can't listen to a little bit of it.
This fucking guy, dude. Kawhi Leonard over here.
Anyway, but everybody out there in the podcast world, Jason, my little brother, he's engaged. Let's all give him a round of applause. Everybody out there, make sure you send Jason Mandy gifts. She's a lovely woman. Jason's lucky. And so is she, in a way, you know. But anyway, we're happy to welcome another Cornelius into the family. If she isn't scared off by now, I think you're in the clear. So, but anyway, so everybody, Jason's engaged to be married. So let's give him everybody wish him the best and everything. But tonight is the War Room. It's a Tuesday. We finally got things up and running. Today was the last day of unboxing shit in the new place. I hung all this stuff up today. And so I've been busy. I did not squander this day off, because if there's one thing about me is whenever I move, I want to get everything out. I hate boxes being around. I hate clutter. I mean, even the guest room, which who gives a fuck? I wanted to get that cleaned up today. But, you know, it's nice knowing that the next time I have a day off, I can actually just chill because there's not shit that needs to be done. There's nothing worse than whenever you're laying there like a bum.
When you've got that there's so many things to do.
You've got so many things to do.
But terrible. You're just like...
So many. And you just decide you're just going to lay there.
And then you're like, oh, I'll just save that for another week. Yeah, and it doubles up.
Yeah, and then like...
It's the worst.
You literally tell yourself in your head, oh, I'll do this on my next day off.
Yeah.
And then your day off comes, you're like, well, I don't. It's my day off. I don't want to. You know, then you got to get up and get the fuck to work. That's the message here, okay? But anyway, we're live here from the new studio. We got NBA playoffs going on. I believe the Celtics take down the Cavaliers in game one. I could be wrong. Jason, do you know?
Yes.
Celtics won?
Yes.
Okay. Celtics win. Timberwolves
they won
are up.
By like 25.
Good. Because I picked them to sweep, so I really need them to go out there and put the hammer down on them. But
no, they're going
to
sweep them, all right.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Did you pick Timberwolves to sweep the Nuggets? Because I sure didn't.
No, I don't think anybody here besides maybe Trevor took Jeez. The T-Wolves.
I didn't take the T-Wolves. I almost did.
Jason, did you take the T-Wolves?
Yes.
Man. You fucking asshole.
Man.
No, I didn't. I'm just kidding.
I was like, everybody took the Nuggets. You took Nuggets down. I wanted to take T-Wolves straight up, but I didn't. I mean, hey, it's still...
Yeah, they're going to figure it out.
I think they're going to win four straight.
I don't think that's going to happen. If they go down 3-0, they don't win this next game.
I believe any team that has Jokic on the team, I believe him. But I will say, obviously, you go down 3-0.
Well, and then if Jamal Murray starts getting hot, they're going to fucking, I don't know. They're a different
maybe
team when
throw
he's
a couple things
shot.
On the fucking floor, too.
Well, did you see they're not going to suspend him?
Yeah.
Dude, this is like the Joe Rogan fight, like a UFC thing whenever he has everybody on, except we're doing it for the NBA. We should do this more often.
This is cool.
NBA watch parties. But so, Jason, the game hasn't started because tonight we're going to do the podcast along the Thunder and Mavericks game, or at least a portion of it. Has the game started yet for you, or is it still Chuck and them talking?
It's still Chuck and them talking.
Okay, good. So it seems like we're on the same time here. But anyway.
Yeah, they're showing Shaq right now.
So, Luke, we haven't had you on in a while. It's the first time we've had both of you guys on in a while. Luke, what have you been up to?
Man,
recently
shutting down my store. I'm like the Grim Reaper of Warehouse Market. Like, every time I show up to one, they shut it down. So if you see me walk through the doors, you know it's over.
My God.
Might as well just close it up. You're going to have to get a new job, laid off.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll shut down 4 Warehouse Markets.
Dude, you're the kiss of death. They send you to a store. It's like fucking, it's like a tumor
Heisman
growing.
I'm the Heisman Curse of Warehouse Market.
Dude, so like... Yeah, man, you're like fucking Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
You put him on teams.
Jeff Fisher over here.
Jeff Fisher.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Close this bitch out and move on.
So, well, I mean, that's not, you know, that's not great. But, you know, how do you feel about that?
I mean,
are you okay?
It's not great news.
But, thankfully, it's the last week. All the groceries out. No more customers. We ran stuff like 50% off and... Oh, my God, all the... we had shoppers then, let me tell you. They were backed up all the way to the end of the meat counter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was...
50% off?
Oh, it was a
Everything?
Fucking madhouse. Everything. Every fucking thing in the store. Two days is wiped out.
So when does the store close, officially?
It's closed. We're just cleaning shit up, and I get to sit in a chair for a week and not do shit.
You fucking
draw a check.
Chewing on a dog bone, Jason?
What the fuck are you doing?
Basically,
we're not doing nothing.
Luke's talking about him fucking getting laid off over here, and you're over there. And you're over there. What are you doing? Picking lint on your belly button?
My dog is fighting the other dog. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And anyway, Luke, so you got laid off.
Well, I got transferred to another store.
Oh, so good. Yeah, okay, yeah, so you didn't.
They're just in trouble now.
Who is?
They see him walk in, and they're like, oh.
Yeah, they're like, oh, shit.
Well, dude, what if that's what they're doing on purpose? They're like, listen, we're going to send you to the shittiest stores.
Dude, I'll do it. I'm the cleanup man.
Because we need you to take him out from the inside.
I'm like the cleanup
crew.
He's
hired. Yeah, he was like the screw job.
Yeah.
So it's like they paid Bret Hart. They're like, listen, go take out WCW. Like, we're going to act
Trevor,
like a screw.
Your hatred. You know what's funny? funny? I've never in my life hated Bret Hart until I started listening to Trevor so much. And now I'm starting to go back on hating Bret Hart. I'm just starting to think that Trevor is the only person that really hates Bret Hart.
Dude, I really hate Bret Hart.
He's a dick.
He did not suck. You cannot say he sucked.
I will not. I won't say that. It was actually earlier. I was thinking about like most overrated wrestlers, and I wanted to put Bret Hart in there, but I was like, I can't.
He's number one.
It was like Shawn Michaels' main rival.
I thought we were about to get sideways here. I thought he was about to say that Shawn Michaels is the most overrated wrestler. Was about what?
No, I know.
I mean, he's just outside the top 10.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is just outside the top 10 best of all time. You're just... Good God.
What is going on?
We get my fucking grandfather live from the retirement home. I like Bruno Sammartino. Fucking, dude, so I was looking at something the other day. First of all, Jason, well, let's go back to that. So you sound like you hate Bret Hart more than Trevor.
Yeah.
So what's your reasoning?
Dude. I just hate how he looks. He's freaking a little bitch. He is the most entitled wrestler there ever has been and ever will be.
Some harsh words.
But you know, it's funny you used his catchphrase to describe how that is. He's the most overrated there ever was. The most
you know who got screwed? The fans when they had to watch him wrestle.
See, okay. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Listen, I honestly can understand someone saying he's a dick. And he's like, you know, it's just like he's always just bitching.
Every time you hear him, you're like, all right, when are we hearing about getting kicked in the head by Goldberg? Like, because you know it's coming.
Jason, does that story piss you off also, the Goldberg story?
Who cares? Everybody gets hit in the head.
Yeah, you don't see Big E whining because fucking old
cost me.
Killed him.
You know what's funny? Bret Hart sounds like he smoked 2 packs a day. You know,
it's because he's always saying he got screwed.
You know, the Bill Goldberg. Terrible worker. He always throws that in right after he says his name. And he always calls him Bill Goldberg. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Good God, Jason, are you inside of a parking lot?
No, that was y'all.
Ah.
Yeah.
Trevor, keep the story. Keep the podcast going. I'll be right back.
The car is going off. What the hell is that?
It's a fucking smoke detector.
Oh my God.
I thought it was one of those like freaking construction workers backing their truck up into Jerry Jarge.
I really thought it was Jason. I was like, Jason, my God, how many noises can you make?
Well, Trevor, I found a Ligma at the bathroom in a bar. It's about 1 a.m. I was like, holy shit, I gotta send this fucking text to Trevor picture.
I didn't know where that was when you sent that to me. I was like, that's hilarious. That's still one of the best. I don't know. I mean, to this day, I don't know that I'll ever.
Oh my God.
That might be the best prank we've ever pulled off.
It was a thing of beauty.
I'm sure, Jason, have we told you that story before?
The Ligma story?
The Ligma Foundation?
Uh-uh.
Oh God.
Okay, so there was this girl that used to work at Cash Saver, and I don't think you ever met her because I did like date her for like a month. So I went back to Cash Saver. Well, this is like 2 years after we had already dated, and I just kind of ghosted her kind of thing. So I had to come back to the store where she was working at, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be awkward as fuck because we haven't talked in 2 years. And so she was so fucking gullible, like you could fucking tell her anything, God. And she was just fucking gullible.
But she thought she knew everything.
Yeah, she thought she was really fucking smart.
Not only was she gullible, but she was arrogant.
So I got this idea, and I was like, I got online, and I found the fucking American Heart Association, the little heart. You know the thing you go up to the register, and like, you want to donate to the American Heart Association?
You know, for legit sick people.
Yeah, and it's like $1 or $5 or whatever, and you get a little thing, and they put your name on it. And then they put it on the side of the register. Okay, so I did that, but I changed it all, and I changed it to the Ligma Foundation. and at the time, like, Luke was the store manager, and I was the grocery manager, and I knew she wouldn't take me serious because, like, we just bickered back and forth the entire time, and she just hated me.
There was a lot of sexual tension there. Not on Trevor's part.
But so... I was like, okay, you gotta... I told him, I was like, you gotta deliver this. Like, you gotta be serious about it and make her do it. So then... And we would know that the joke would be up. Like, if we got her to do it, we know the joke would be up because when she would try to scan it, it would say not on file. So, like, the first time she was gonna sell one, we were gonna be like, all right, it's a joke because we don't want everybody to know, obviously, and get in trouble for it. And, so she's like, okay, and he's like, hey, you gotta sell this, the Ligma Foundation thing, and she like shows her the thing, and she comes up to me, and she's like, you're really fucking stupid, you know? And I was like, thinking she figured it out, and she's like, and I was like, why? And she's like, because, you know, you could have just made one big Ligma sign, and we could have done that instead of doing all these little ones
and then on and top cutting of that, them out. Oh, on top of that, she was like, I was trying to explain to her how to approach the customers and sell it to them and, like, the words to say. She was like, yeah, I know how to do this. I sold Ligma my whole life.
He was literally like, because I was like, all right, tell her, like, you got to say this, like, would you like to do anything to Ligma Foundation? And he said, and she's like, yeah, I fucking know. I'm not stupid. Yeah, I've done this before. And she was like so pissed off. And like, she's sitting there thinking that she knows everything. And then like later she comes up to him and he's like, hey, how much have we, this is like hours later. And he's like, how much have we sold on the Ligma Foundation? And she was like, Ligma balls. And he like, I don't know how that he kept his composure, but he did. He kept his composure and he was like, no, the foundation. It literally reminded me of Trailer Park Boys, where he's like, no, you fucking idiot. It's a fucking foundation. So he...
And we convinced another cashier to go along with
it. Oh, this. Yeah, that was the best part. We had another girl who was like...
pretend to sell five of them, so she taped them up she on her fucking register.
She taped them up and they looked like...
17-year-old girl.
Oh, my...
Everybody else knew. Like, they were... It was obvious, because they know what Ligma means. Like, fucking...
Yeah.
She just fucking was so over it. She went the entire fucking day. And, like, right before she was about to leave, we told her. We were like, hey, you know... He's like, you know that Ligma Foundation? She's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, that wasn't real. It's, like, just Ligma balls. She was so fucking mad.
And you know everybody that came through her register line couldn't read English, so who cares?
Yeah. Well, that and they were like, what?
Dude, literally everybody that was in that store, every time I was ever in there, I was the only white guy. So that's a great place to run a scam in English, because nobody was going to know what the hell's going on.
Speaking of, Trevor Pepino said hi.
Oh, are they still working there?
Their girlfriend, one of them's girlfriend worked for me. They came in to visit me and they're like, tell Pepino hi. Apparently that's penis in Honduran.
What dudes. A hilarious name for cock.
Like, and nobody knew what it meant. So, I would just walk to the store and be like, Pepino! And they'd be like, oh, big Pepino!
You just yell it out loud through the aisle. You're trying to see how far.
You know what you should have said to anybody like that? You should have said, I'm not white, I'm Cherokee. Is what, Trevor, that's what you should start telling people. I'm not white, I'm Cherokee. So, Jason, fill us in. What's been going on? I heard you also got a job over there at the GRDA.
Yes, I did, actually.
All right, and you want to explain some of that? What is that?
The Grand River Dam Authority.
Yeah, I know. I guess that was a bad question. I know what the Grand River Dam. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be a grounds person there. I'm going to be like mowing and weed eating there, and working with track hoes and skid steers. And I'm going to be floating down the river and picking up trash and stuff.
Oh man, Luke is nodding his head in approval. That sounds like something he'd like to do.
Oh yeah, get that sounds like the jaw right there. I mean, I pick up trash all day.
It's going to be a good ass job, and I get off. I'm off Friday through Sunday every week.
Hell yeah.
So you work? Hey, that's pretty good, man. That's awesome. What are your hours looking like?
4 tens.
Hey, you get your hours.
That's the fucking. That is the dream right there. That's what I'm gonna be working throughout the summer.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Having Friday to Sunday off is it's a game changer.
Yeah, retail's not the
game. Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you, working Saturday, Sunday, open to close, picking up dead rats that fucking homeless people throw in your window. I didn't tell you about the homeless lady threw it. Like, I pissed her off.
A drive-by rat throw?
No, she had drive by. She was on foot. She's homeless. She, like, I told her she had to leave because she was acting crazy and pole dancing on the fucking...
Oh, so that lady. Yeah. So she found a rat?
She had a rat in her backpack, a dead rat, and she threw it on the windowsill. And then one of the employees cleaned... Yeah. That's my life.
How big was it?
It was a... pretty big ass rat, man.
I've never seen a rat in person before.
Oh, damn. I've had, at that store, I had one run across my foot while I've been loading the truck.
Hell no.
Jason, have you ever seen a rat?
Yeah, actually, I have.
Where?
I've seen it. I've seen him before just running around, but when we were just recently, when we went to a gas station over in Mississippi, I was getting gas, and I fucking looked down just for some reason. And there's a fucking dead rat, like, squished. Oh my God. On the ground.
Oh, so wait, you and Mandy drove down there?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was easy.
Wait, so what part of Florida did you go to?
Destin.
Oh, okay, so you only, what, drove, like, 15, 16 hours?
12 hours.
It's 12?
Yeah, it's pretty close to New Orleans.
First, how the fuck is it that... How is Sarasota 21-22? It's another 10 hours?
It's 7 hours from... Sarasota is 7 hours from Destin.
Good Lord. And that's just straight down.
Yeah.
Oh, this white guy's saying he's hurt. Oh, my God. Oh,
this guy's such a pussy.
Yeah, whatever. He just got tripped. He literally just got tripped.
Yeah, he got tripped. Fucking
did you not see him put his fucking foot out there at the end?
No!
He literally showed it. They just circled his foot.
He freaking just ran into it. Whatever.
I don't really buy whenever European players say they're hurt, though, because they're all like soccer players.
Yeah, that's all right. When Luka gets hurt, he scores like 40 points.
You are so defensive over him, but if he played for anybody else, you would his ass apart. I don't care. No, why can't you be like me and how I am with Jason Tatum? You know what I hate about him is he bitches about the refs too much.
Okay, remember fucking Dwight Powell that I fucking hated?
Okay, he wasn't this team's superstar.
I don't like how Luka does whine about fouls, but he's gotten a little bit better and his defense has gotten way better. So.
You know what else I don't like about him? He eats too many Twinkies in the offseason. That's what I don't fucking like about him. And he shows up out of shape, disrespectful. And then he's... Yeah, no, I don't.
This is the series I'm looking forward to the most, though, right now. This
Mavs in six.
Thunder are going to win in seven.
Kyrie, man.
Yeah, I know. They got the clutch. Four.
Look, that's what
Kyrie,
four.
Kyrie is fucking just rose from the dead.
I'm going for the Thunder, but like Denver's got the clutch players. Thunder are not real experienced, but, I mean, neither are the Wolves. They're going in there and putting it on the...
The Wolves the got something stage. That it, where... The reason why the Wolves, they had so much untapped potential, the thing with them is they've just got bodies they can throw at
They're
you.
Deep. They're deep.
They remind me a lot of the Lakers in 2020 when they won the championship. They've just got like a three-headed monster at center.
And I feel like they got the new face of the NBA right now.
Anthony Edwards, we'll see.
He's good.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll say like he's got to do it longer than what he's
doing. He's a beast.
Yeah, he's not.
He's a fucking beast.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I think about that team, I'm always like, all right, they got Gobert. And they got Karl Anthony Towns.
The thing is, like, it's like you always thought Karl Anthony Towns was like the guy you're waiting on to just fucking take over the league.
Yeah, but
you know,
now
he never did, and this guy just jumps in front of him.
But then you're also getting 24 and 11 on average from Karl Anthony Towns, so he's playing really good. And then Gobert's just won his fourth Defensive Player of the Year award.
Yeah, defensive monster.
So, I mean, you know, the Wolves, I mean, yeah, they've got so much talent. I think they just needed a guy like Ant to kind of take him to the top. But also, let's just calm down.
Yeah, I will say too.
Because also, I don't know if y'all watch the Celtics. The Nuggets get taken out this round. I'm feeling real good about our chances of winning the championship this year.
Celtics better be worried about the Knicks. The Knicks aren't no joke.
The Knicks, they got to worry about the Pacers. The Pacers.
The Knicks are going to beat the Pacers.
Dude, the Pacers scored 3 bench points to the 47 by the Knicks and still only lost by like 4.
The Knicks,
play that bad again. They'll lose one.
Brunson's just carrying the team.
I don't want to hear it. The Pacers almost won that game, and they only scored 3 points off the bench.
I honestly did, but that's the thing is the Knicks. I will say I'm very lean. I don't jump on.
I don't believe the Knicks.
I don't believe them either.
They're the Cowboys of the NBA.
But I will say that those are games they usually lose.
Yeah, exactly.
They like come into the they're coming in hot. You know, they fucking won a big game. They turn a big team. And
they play 7 guys.
It's better for the NBA when New York's good too.
They play whatever. They've never been good in my life.
Oh, they were good in the 90s. Well, yeah, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. They were good for a couple years when Carmelo was there, but they didn't do anything.
No, they really didn't.
They didn't even go to a conference final. So like.
They got Spike Lee back in the mix. He needed something.
He ain't never left. That loser.
This is like the. But this is like the.
Jason's the fucking Spike Lee of the Thunder.
Oh, yeah, I am.
This is like the best they've been without a like an insane star. Like,
who?
That they need to be good. The Knicks. Like, consistently. They're a well rounded team.
I think you had a Kevin Durant to that mix. I think you got a real.
Oh, I think
real
so
squad.
Too. But I'm saying that, like. I think they could. I mean, the Pacers are. They shouldn't even be where they're at. So I mean,
why? I think they're a really good team.
No, I think they're good, but I'm saying team. I think that they're overachieving from what a lot of people thought.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But like,
good still, coach, good head
the
coach.
The Celtics, I think, should be the odds-on favorite. In my opinion, they just should be.
Why though? It's like they dropped the ball
because
the fucking chicken. The
look, fucking what?
They
we just went to the finals.
They win one finals every 10 years now. I mean, that's still good. That's really good, but
that's not true.
I mean,
2008. There was a 20-year gap between the 2008 and the 1986 championship that we won. 22-year gap.
Yeah.
We haven't won one since 2008. It's
and they
been
had KG.
16 years.
I mean, I was a Celtics fan before Thunder came along, but
the Celtics are my favorite team. We haven't won since 2008. It's been 10 plus. Yeah, it's been 16 years.
Paul Pierce. That was a good team.
I love Paul Pierce. I still do.
Yep.
Always did.
I just think the Western Conference is
just yeah, they're all going to beat up on each other. Yeah. If the Celtics keep sweeping everybody, they're going to go into the fucking finals fresh.
The Celtics aren't sweeping the Knicks or the Pacers.
I think they'll beat them in six at least.
I don't know.
I think they can sweep the Pacers. I don't know. I don't know about sweeping either, but I do think we can beat them.
You know,
if Porzingis is allowed to just... If we're good enough to just beat the Cavs in four and let Porzingis
and
sit...
Jokic. Porzingis.
I think that...
I mean, I want it to be Denver-Boston. I want to see that matchup. Man. I think it'd be a good matchup.
I think that matchup. I think it'd be a good... fucking Celtics-Mavericks would be a good matchup.
I do too, but I think we'd whoop Boston. The Mavericks' ass. I just do.
No.
It's just not...
What we, you know what kind of teams we beat all the time is one-star-driven teams. We'll beat them.
We have Kyrie Irving on our team.
Oh, yeah.
All he's literally been like
dude,
a top five player in the playoffs
put
this fucking year.
All we got to do is put a yarmulke on Derek White. He'll lose his fucking mind and we'll rattle him.
No.
We'll put a star David on Jason Tatum's jersey.
About him come back.
When Kyrie's on, like the Mavericks are very hard to beat.
I'm telling you, all we got to do is have someone walk in there with a Torah.
And yeah, but he's going to get... Mark Cuban's got the fucking voodoo on him now. He's fucking done something. He's made him normal.
Yeah, he's kept Jews away from him. Now we got to start bringing Jews around.
Nah, we'll just...
We get the Jews around Kyrie, he'll get shaken. I'm telling you. Jason, what do you think?
I agree.
There he is.
Oh, yeah, look at him.
It's all right, he'll get it going.
Dude, Kyrie Irving ain't been good since LeBron.
You're fucking out of your mind. He's playing the best basketball he's played possibly ever in the past... Three months.
You know, the Thunder are going to have a good squad for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're young.
Here's the thing, though. They got to fucking convince them to sign another contract.
I know.
Good God. That's the only thing you're lacking, Thunder. Like, you could...
Yeah, what if they build this team up just to move it to a different city?
Oh, my God.
There's no way.
Jason, would you be devastated? I could see that happening. Or going to Las Vegas.
I don't think it's going to happen just because how much Oklahoma City's growing.
Well, I think that they're supporting the shit out of it.
So. Yeah, but they haven't signed another deal for the stadium.
Yes, they did. They're going to be in Oklahoma City until like 2050.
You shut your mouth. That ain't how it happens.
The last Thunder game I went to live, Evander Holyfield was there.
Dude, what if the Lakers go to Las Vegas? I was there. No, the last time we went, Evander Holyfield was there. That's hilarious.
I was like, what?
We were all in the same damn
That's
game.
Crazy. See, before we knew each other.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
His fucking guy, his little like dude that was with him, had a cigar, and they kept telling him, you can't smoke that in here. And he was like, okay. He kept putting it away, and he'd pull another one out and light that.
That was when we did the old move from the top to the bottom. Yeah. That was when everybody from the fucking Mavericks were sitting.
Yeah. Wesley Matthews, Dirk, Chandler Parsons, and fucking Vince. None of them played. That's bullshit. I did get to slap hands with Dirk Nowitzki, though. That was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Dude's got hands like a fucking, the alien.
Amari Stoudemire is the same way. I've seen Amari Stoudemire in Dallas Mall one time, and his fingers are as long as my forearm.
Jesus.
Guy is insane.
I would definitely be like, hey, can you reach that up there just to see if he could? Yeah, of course I can. Of course I can. I'm 6'10".
Stupid question.
You play basketball?
A couple times.
Dude, imagine noticing an NBA player and be like, you play basketball? And just like being like completely
like
oblivious.
Fucking 60-year-old. Hey, will you play basketball?
You mean like they thought John Stockton was the fucking cameraman for the Dream Team?
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. He looked like Trevor without a mustache. John Stockton literally, like, I'm telling you, he... Yeah, I could believe if somebody saw him was like, yeah, he's not in the NBA.
Yeah.
He probably is like a manager or president of a team.
He could be a lawyer. I mean, he looks like a lawyer.
Why? Because he's a clean-cut white guy?
They called Karl Malone the mailman.
It reminds me of fucking Stockton literally looked like the mailman.
It's true.
He's Jim Carrey off of Liar, Liar.
Except he's probably shorter than Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Man, how tall is Jim Carrey?
Like 6'2", 6'3". I think John Stockton was probably about the same height, like
5'9"?
No, he was definitely over 6 foot.
Yeah.
That's the thing with guys in the NBA. Like, they are so much bigger than a lot of guys in the other sport, in other sports. Except for guys in, like, the NFL. But some of the centers in the NBA even make NFL dudes look tiny.
Yeah.
Like, Joel Embiid next to Tyron Smith would make him look tiny.
It's insane.
Except for, like, maybe Trent Brown, the play for the Patriots. He's, like, 6'9", 380. That's still a fucking power forward in the NBA, except, like, 100 pounds too heavy.
Julius Peppers was a massive man.
Yeah, that for guy, an outside linebacker.
I mean, he's honestly, like, I watched that series where TU and North Carolina played in the Elite Eight. And, oh, my God, Julius Peppers was just a freak. Like
the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Julius Peppers.
Yeah.
He played football.
He played basketball for North Carolina also.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He was a badass.
Jason likes Julius Peppers, don't you, Jason?
Oh, yeah, he played for the Packers. Yeah.
Of course you do. Jason just likes everybody if they played for the Packers.
Well, yeah.
Jason would be out there with a sign that says free blowjobs for the Packers.
Saplin, yeah, here
I'm
you
not
going
to like, dislike somebody that, that plays for me.
Fucking team-owned. Team-owned, baby. Or what is it? Fucking, what is, how does it work? There's a one owner of the Packers. They co-own. Everybody in the town owns it.
Yeah, like employee-owned.
So you guys like,
employee-owned.
You get like employee stock option from them, too?
Well, I guess you get to
buy
like,
them.
I think you
get to buy them.
I think you get. I think you can vote. For things,
yeah, but
do.
It's like you're, yeah, I don't know if you ever get to a vote. You're probably gonna be in a certain percentile, not so some fucking Joe Blows. Like, I'll buy him with the Packers,
dude.
Like,
I'd buy the Packers and move them.
So wait, do you have to?
I only paid fucking $200 to move the fucking NFL team.
I was gonna ask, like, what? Like, okay, so
I would move just them like, just to piss Jason off.
Do you have to be Packers. Like have ownership fucking of a property England. When like the Packers start? If like you move in, do you have automatic ownership?
I think it's just some bullshit that they tell the fans of the team because there's nothing else going on in that town.
Well, I was gonna say because what if like you move like 500 of your it's friends over never there and then they're like, yeah, we're selling this bitch.
Well,
like,
then yeah, the more shareholders, the less value it has.
So, the more like dominance they can hold over everybody. Like, nobody's ever going to beat them. Like, literally, they're making it harder. If you buy more, it's going to be harder. You're just
I would buy
every time.
I would buy the team and move it to, like, fucking Georgia or something. Move it to the South. Michigan is, or Wisconsin is no place for a football team. Jason, you know I'm right. You had tickets to go watch a game in Green Bay and you saw how cold it was going to be and fucking sold them.
No, we just weren't good that year. I didn't want to watch them lose.
That is such... So you're telling me, Jason, it's, first of all, it's your first game. It's an experience. It's not about, oh, we better win. You're flying out to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I'm going to drive.
Oh my God, yeah. Good thing you didn't go.
I'm driving to Wisconsin this summer.
Oh, yeah, where's that at? Is it next to Wisconsin?
Oh, God, imagine him trying to get to Wisconsin.
What?
I'll get lost real bad.
Yeah, he's going to be in Montana.
Can't even get to Jared's house.
It's going
to
be like Dumb and Dumber. He's driving a third of the road.
Hey, one time I was in Nebraska, I literally drove through a cornfield that a farmer owned.
Cause I got how? Lost. There's no road!
Yeah, there wasn't a road. That's the point. I had to make my own. We were trying to find we were trying to find the Nebraska.
What if I just cut across this, it'll cut out some time.
That's exactly what I did.
Like it's GTA off the map.
You just destroyed that guy's crops.
Yeah, we did. And he probably was real mad about that.
He probably shot at you and you didn't notice.
He probably did, but you know what? We found the high point. It was across the cornfield.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to start doing that. It's fucking taking shortcuts.
It was in a rental car. You do what you want. You got to take it back anyway. You put like 3,000 miles on that in 4 days.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. It's, you know, it's a rental car. Don't you think... What the? How did you get off the road? And like, at what point were y'all like, "Hey, listen, we'll just drive through this cornfield.
We were like,
it's faster as the crow flies." You know.
Well, we just got lost, and there was nowhere else to go except for backwards.
How do you get lost? How do you get off the road and end up in a fucking cornfield?
We're on a gravel road, and it ended. And I was like, "Look, there's another road right up there. I think it takes us to the high point. So we're just gonna drive across this field." And one of the guys is like, "No, I think that's a bad idea. Somebody's crops." And I was like, "Too late."
Yeah. What? Yeah. I hope I haven't eaten any of that corn that you drove over. Man,
it was smashed by a 1998 Ford Fusion.
And you know what else is terrible about driving through a cornfield? It's impossible to get away because they can just follow Fusion. You.
Like a car?
Yeah, that's what we were driving.
You did it in a car?
So wait a minute. So the corn is like twice as tall as the car.
I think it's taller than
you. You had to have been fucking gassing the fuck out of it, too.
It's a true story, man. Like,
that's in a fucking movie. What are you fucking do?
That's what it sounded like.
And then you get to the next point, you die.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
You're lucky you didn't run into a scarecrow.
You are a buffalo. There's buffalo in Nebraska. Parts of it.
Not in the fucking cornfield, because they even know not to go in the fucking cornfield. You know what's funny about Nebraska? There's one highway, and it goes. There's cornfields on both sides.
There's so much corn. Like, it doesn't matter.
Especially when you're hitting it going.
What you realize driving through Nebraska is we'll always have corn. We're never going to run out.
So, have you been to Lincoln or Omaha before?
I've been to Omaha, man.
Is it bad?
No, it's trash.
Billy from the bar. Billy from the Axel Barbershop said it was one of the worst. He, like, straight up named Omaha as the worst place he's ever been to in the country.
It was trash. Like, but I will say their downtown wasn't too bad. The College World Series was there that week, and they were doing stuff right for it, so it was all right.
So what is it like? So what's wrong with it? Are people just like just getting their dick sucked into the 7-Eleven or
no,
what?
No, I mean, I've been to worse places as far as like maybe sketchiness. Like Omaha was kind of sketchy. It kind of just reminded me of like West Tulsa, you know, like meth everywhere. But I mean, I'm from
a lot of red plaid. I imagine a lot of plaid.
Yeah, a lot of.
I imagine a lot of corn, guys dressed like Jason. But without their lives together.
I mean, the worst place I've ever been, like, sketchy-wise, was East St. Louis. East St. Louis was...
East St. Louis.
Oh, my God. I love the St. Louis Cardinals, but stay the fuck away from East St. Louis.
See, I've never been to St. Louis. You know what's crazy?
Like, around the stadium?
No, man. Yeah, across the river on the Illinois side.
You've been there, Jason?
Oh.
It's nothing but strip clubs, casinos.
Around the city wasn't too bad. I never thought it was bad.
Look, you can buy houses there for like $8,000.
What'd you say, Jace?
Everywhere I went around the stadium, people were asking me for money and change.
Dude, I basically was looking like a homeless man down there. I had like 240s hanging out of my pockets. So all the homeless people are leaving me the fuck alone. They thought I was homeless too. You got built-in
camouflage.
Yeah, I did.
That's not fair. If you just let your hair grow out and your beard, no one's going to ask.
I had it all grown out then.
Oh my God.
Nobody fucked with me at all. They were like,
you start wearing those gloves without the fingertips. Yeah. This is just like trademark homeless look.
Dude, it was awesome. I walked over to Anheuser-Busch. Nobody messed with me. It was awesome.
Trevor, have you ever been fondled on your way to Anheuser-Busch before?
No.
Nothing, never, but never had. Did you ever see the Arch?
Yeah, I've been through all through St. Louis. I don't know. It's all right. I mean, around the stadium to me has always been good because you got the fucking Ballpark Village.
Yep.
It's like this fucking huge.
Nice.
Like where the old stadium was, but they got fucking restaurants and fucking stores and
old looking
fudgery shops.
Yeah, breweries, bars.
I still think my favorite baseball stadium I've been to is the Rockies one. Even though we weren't there very long, it was a beautiful stadium.
Every time I think of that, I think of fucking like when we got separated. Like you guys went somewhere when it started raining and we were over here. It was me.
Oh my God.
Fucking your dad, Angie, fucking Bailey, that Utah chick at the one time.
Yeah, you just told her, said her name.
I don't care. She's really reaching if she's still listening to me now.
We've got a long time. You know she is, Trevor. You've got a thing about you. I don't know what you're doing to these women.
I mean, Ligma came back.
That is actually true.
Yeah.
Really?
Like after a couple months later, it was like, hey, do you want to...
Who? You
she
or her?
Like, she was like, she oh, to me. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like, just randomly one day.
Got how do you know?
Because I sent it to him, and like, I was like, look at this.
I was going to say, how do you know, Luke? You tapping his phone? You undercover homeless guy? Dude, what if Luke was like a cop? He does have a thing in criminal justice. Yeah, I remember. I remember any time someone tells me they wanted to be a cop. Jason said he wanted to be a cop, and I was like, "Really?" And he's like, "No,
no."
Then he didn't do it.
The second roughest place I've ever been was Little Rock, Arkansas. Actually,
I've driven through Little Rock. A lot of semis.
Yeah. On that going, like you're going out towards Tennessee.
Yep.
Yeah, man. It's a there's a little junction there, and it's a. That's semi-central.
There are parts of Mississippi that I've been through that are pretty fucking sketch. Just
Mississippi is the shittiest place I've ever been in my life. But
here's I think the country and the nature side of it's beautiful, yes. But you go through a town and it's literally you hear banjos, you see rebel flags, you see fucking. It's like a lot of Arkansas. It's nothing but fucking sheet metal buildings.
Arkansas is really like that. I didn't see that.
Dude, you guys say, I think Arkansas sucks.
No, man, it's a beautiful state.
Sure. The nature part of it is nice. Go to fucking south fucking east Arkansas. It's not beautiful.
I've never been to south.
The banks like are made out of sheet metal. The McDonald's are made out of sheet metal.
Well, that's the Delta, man.
The what?
The Mississippi Delta.
No, it ain't.
It's part of the Mississippi Delta.
That was the place where we saw the plantation tour thing you can do, where you go over an old slave plantation.
They have those all over the South. Tennessee has them, Mississippi.
Okay, I don't understand what the appeal is. Like, this is where we used to beat them. This is where we...
What?
This is where we would eat in front of them and not give them any. Like, no, I don't know.
Like, I'm kind of like, what's the...
What is the point of it? Like, there's a tour of what it was like to own slaves.
Are you glorifying the history of, like...
No, also, you know what? Arkansas is one of the most un-American fucking states in the country. First of all, like, 10 to 15% of it you can't drink in, because it's dry counties.
Blue laws and
they're probably one of the only states I've been in where they literally don't have, like, they have dry counties.
Texas still has
dry counties. We have a couple, too.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's bullshit. Dude, there's a lot in Arkansas. Like, I'm talking, there's a big stretch. I remember
those counties got to think people that have legalized weed are fucking insane.
Yeah. These guys aren't fucking drinking, they're smoking weed! and smoking cigarettes.
Man, I thought Arkansas would legalize before Oklahoma, though.
Fuck no. Dude, Arkansas is way worse than Oklahoma.
Bill Clinton's from Arkansas.
I think, and look at him.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point.
He's Wes Hall with political office. He's held political office. But he's Wes Hall. If you think about it, the Wes Hall is just Bill Clinton, but like trashier.
Hi, boss.
I'm president. That's literally all it is. Michelle.
Shower.
It's literally all it is. It's white trash Bill Clinton is Wes Hall.
Sneaking in and taking a shower.
I went up there and poked that motherfucker right in the eye.
Poked that bitch in the eyes.
Fucking right in the eye.
Honestly, some of Florida's not the best either.
I've heard some stories about Southern Florida.
Houston, Texas.
Shut up.
Terrible.
I'm going in a couple weeks.
It's sketchy.
Texas is awful. I don't even want to get out of the damn car there.
Yeah, it was very sketchy. That's horrible. Where we had the fucking Elvis singer.
Yeah, well, we're going to go from the hotel to the venue, Uber, and then, that's it.
I've been to Chicago, too. It was pretty...
You're all a bunch of fucking pussies. There's just people. What's fucking sketchy about it? It's because there's black people. Yeah. Is it because there's black people?
There's a lot of weird stuff.
Listen, there's a difference. Like, if you've been, like, by Cabrini Green...
Have y'all ever been to Dallas?
Dallas ain't nothing. There ain't
Dallas. First of all, go to fucking Deep Element Midnight. Tell me it's not fucking sketchy. It's sketchy.
I had a homeless guy wipe my windows off, and then
Dallas, Texas has the worst homeless problem I've ever seen.
No, man, Denver, Colorado has the worst homeless problem.
Y'all haven't been to Dallas as much as I have in the last 2 years. It has gotten bad.
That's true, I haven't been in 2 years.
I've gone to Dallas 8 times in the last 2 years. It has gotten bad.
Honestly, out of all the cities I've been to, I would never live in Denver.
Well,
that's the worst.
You know, it's funny. Every time I'm in Denver, it reminds me of Tulsa.
It's like there's cool stuff to be in Denver, but
that's another thing.
Denver, but I never.
We live in Tulsa. We're in Tulsa.
I love Tulsa.
Is Houston on the first 48 as much as we are?
No, I'm not saying.
It sounds like you guys just think people where there's black people living is sketchy and it's bullshit.
No.
You're not talking about
the crazy Elvis guy who's a white guy.
I want to hear what this bullshit artist is saying. What are you saying, Jason?
You don't think that I think Tahlequah, Muskogee, and all this other places are sketchy? I think everywhere's fucking sketchy.
Yeah, there's sketchy places everywhere.
Yeah, but you live.
I'm gonna fucking just walk around living love.
Tahlequah ain't that bad.
Yes, it is. You don't live here.
This I did. Sucks. I lived in Tahlequah for like 4 years.
The sketchiest place I've ever been is a little town in Oklahoma called Butcher's Pen.
I've heard of
Butcher's Pen. Oh my god!
Let it's me like tell a place on Red Dead 2.
Dude, it's literally Hills Have Eyes there, man. Like we did a trip
Lost
there.
Cities like that.
Oh man, it was insane. Like meth, child molesters. There's just fucking people running around there.
Meth and child molesters. I don't think it gets any worse.
What are they telling you that when you walk into town?
We know we went to the church.
How you doing?
And the pastor right was there, like,
"He's a meth addict. Hey, he's a child molester."
We went to the church there, the local church, and the pastor was like, "Yeah, we don't let our daughters go outside because some guy tried to molest them the first week we moved in."
Jesus.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Butcher's Pen.
What?
Stay what? Away from there. I mean, look, the town's name is Butcher's Pen. Like,
here's the thing.
Here's your sign.
Literally. I honestly think, like, when I think the sketchiest places I've been, it's always smaller places to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always not like huge poverty-stricken places.
Oakhurst.
Like,
I feel comfortable there.
Really? So, Jason, Jackson, Mississippi.
Not so bad. Been there.
Jackson's a city. It's not a fucking small town.
It's not that big though. It's
not like Tulsa.
It's like Tulsa.
It's a smaller though. There's but a fucking Zaxby's, and that's about it. There's not much. I'm just saying, like, and you're right. That is a good point, Jason. Muskogee and Tahlequah does have some sketchy parts of it, but let's just the only difference from going from. You know Tulsa better than you know Houston, so obviously going to Houston, you don't know it as well. So
I don't want to be sketched out.
I don't know. I'm excited to go. I can't wait. I've heard the food is incredible there.
Where?
Houston.
Can't say yes or no.
I mean, shit. They always lead the nation in obesity rates every year, so they got to be making something good down there.
I mean, I've never had bad food in Texas. Period. Like.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That's true.
They got
I mean,
great barbecue. They have great Mexican food. They're the best things of everything I love in life.
I think as far as, like, Oklahoma and Texas, probably as far as meat goes.
Oh, my God.
If you go to Colorado, don't get a steak. That's all I'm going to say. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. I don't know what it is. They can't make a burger or a steak.
Everything's green chili. It's good. Green chili is awesome.
Yeah, if you want a burrito, that's fine.
Right.
But if you want, you know, something other than that.
I mean,
even the fast food in Colorado sucks.
The Denver Biscuit Company is legit. You've been to Denver Biscuit Company?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's
legit. Honestly, and of all the times, and I've been to Colorado a lot of my life, I've never spent that much time in Denver. I've spent the night in Denver at a hotel one time waiting for a flight. But other than that, we're always only there to leave the airport and go up to Eagle. I hardly ever spend time in Denver.
Had great Mediterranean food in Denver once,
too. I love Mediterranean food. I mean, it's strange to think of them having good Mediterranean food in Denver.
It's cold. I don't know.
Midwest. I don't know. So, Jason, whenever you went to Florida, what all did y'all do besides get engaged?
We went shopping at a couple outlet malls. We walked on the beach a lot. We stayed out on the beach a lot.
How was the weather?
It was fantastic. It's sunny every day. The water felt great.
When'd y'all get back?
Sunday.
Oh, so the last few days, how the weather been out there?
But here?
Yeah.
In Tahlequah?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Just tell me about it. It's honestly like where we're at here in VA, or where we're living at now, like the weather really didn't get too as bad. It got windy and it rained a lot, but as far as that, I mean, nothing too bad. How was it over there?
It feels like it rains all the time.
Bard's all got messed up.
Yeah, did you see that?
What?
Barnsdall, did you see them get fucking leveled by the tornado?
Wedge
no, tornado I didn't see it.
Are you not watching the news?
No.
This fucking Momo.
He started out by saying he was watching Fox News.
No, he's watching political Fox News, not the weather Fox News. He's watching the Trump hush money trial right now.
God, Alex Jones and shit.
He's not on Fox News. He's on InfoWars. It's hilarious.
They would never let him on Fox
News. No.
Jerry, grab me a beer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you should do that.
There you go. Appreciate fucking it. Budweiser, finally, and a normal beer. Dude, the first time I ever got drunk in my life was on Budweiser, and that might be the last time.
Yeah.
Like the last time you ended, or the last time you've been drunk?
No, the first time I ever got drunk was also the first and the last time I ever drank Budweiser.
Oh,
I haven't had a Budweiser since then, and I drink 18 of them.
Jason likes Budweiser. He's a big Budweiser guy.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah.
It, you know, I think Jason drank it for status purposes. He just wanted everybody to like, look, I'm drinking expensive, the king of beers. I bet he'd eat Burger King.
It was good for the time, but now I drink Corona only.
He'd eat Burger King while having a Budweiser. Burger King, king of beers. That's how Jason's just a sucker for brands.
They have great commercials, they used to.
Who does?
Budweiser, man.
I miss when they had the trans on there.
I miss when they had the I Love You Man guy.
I miss the trans being on there.
Or Real Men of Genius. Those are some great commercials.
I don't know what the big deal was.
You probably couldn't even play some of those commercials now. They get banned.
I miss the Keystone commercials. Those are some of the best beer commercials.
Keith Stone.
My name is Keith Stone. You know, I used to stand in the river, and like I'd like have Levi stand up where the current was coming towards me, and we'd just stand there at the bank like with our waist in the water. I think Jason was with me one time doing this.
Yeah.
And I'd have Levi float a beer towards me, and as a raft was going by, and I'd do this at every raft that came by, I'd grab the beer and I'd grab him and go, my name is Keith Stone. I just chugged the whole beer right in front of them while they were coming by.
Yeah. Was he passing you Keystones at least?
They were Keystones. Okay. Yeah. No. Like, and he would float them down. I'd grab them. And everybody thought it was, like, impressive. I'm like, it's just floating. It's like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I'd grab it out of the water. I'd have my hip cocked and everything. But as far as beer commercials go, the Miller Lite, I think what made me a Miller Lite fan for life was the Ken Jeong.
No, the one with Eli Manning is the funniest one.
No, Ken Jeong, it's Miller time.
Dude, the Real Men of Genius from Budweiser was, I'm telling you guys, those were the best.
Listen, old man, nobody cares about your old beer commercials, and you. You shut up also, red-haired Mark
Trevor,
Cuban.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, they were good.
What commercial?
But also the Keystone ones were really good.
Yeah, they were.
It's Miller time.
I don't even remember that one.
It's fucking hilarious when he's in the fridge and they open it up and he's just crouched in there. It's Miller time.
I like the Coors Light always, the fucking song. The fucking song with the fucking bullet train and shit. You ever fucking heard that one?
I guess I've never seen a Coors Light commercial before.
Yeah, where they fucking cold as the Rockies and fucking the bullet train.
Are you like?
I've never seen a Coors Light commercial.
What?
Trevor, are you mentally challenged?
No, I'm Coors Light. The fucking bullet train, cold as the Rockies. Remember on the can,
where it changed like colors fucking, or whatever.
Hey,
yeah, kind of.
Yelling at me isn't gonna make me isn't gonna make me know what you're talking about.
This is a close.
Yeah, I've never seen that in my life.
You never seen the can that used to get to a certain color, and that was when you know it was supposed to be as cold as the Rockies.
Yeah,
you drink it.
Yeah, the
they made
a whole
commercial
blue.
About it. Yeah, they made a whole commercial about it.
Can you say that sentence again, please? I want to hear you say that sentence again because you're definitely, it's like you're taking shortcuts with your words.
What the hell was that?
Like, you ever seen The Office where Kevin always just like shortens his sentences and
you know what's funny? I always tell people I never watch The Office, but I've probably seen 60% of the episodes. I know enough. But the thing is, I don't know. It was good.
Steve Carell. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
It was good.
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows ever.
I don't understand what the point of keeping it going after Michael Scott leaves is.
Dude, they still have some great characters on that show.
But I don't care about anybody else as much as him.
Michael Scott was the anchor.
I mean, Jim and Pam.
And I'm like the Michael Scott of my store.
I don't give a fuck about Jim and Pam either.
I literally am like...
And I hated Ed Helms' character.
I want people to love and hate me.
What?
I want
them to hate how much they love me. He sucks. Andy is not funny. I hate that fucking... That style of comedy. The nerdy, white, 40-year-old dad. Funny.
I like it. He threw a ping pong paddle through the wall. Punched a hole in the wall.
Creed is funny.
Creed is funny. Yeah, he's a great
fat character. Balding guy's funny.
Kevin.
Stanley's
funny.
Stanley's hilarious.
Stanley's hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean, Dwight's funny.
Dude in Craig.
Toby's funny.
Yeah, Toby's a serial killer.
Craig Robertson.
Who? Craig. Why are we talking about The Office? What is this, 2012? Who gives a fuck?
Still rolling.
We're talking about new TV shows, not fucking shows that... Dude.
What great new TV show is there?
Well, you want to talk
Fallout.
About Fallout?
If I could recommend anything to you guys, I'd watch the new Fallout TV show. It's fantastic.
No, no,
yeah, it was pretty good.
I couldn't watch it. It was so good that Cam. I would be at work throughout the day, like anticipating watching the next episode.
Whenever I got home, I watched the first six episodes. And like, I ended up being late to work the next day because I stayed up too late.
That's, oh my god, that's irresponsible. It is good though. I mean, it's a really good show. I've watched an episode or two of Shogun.
I've heard that's good.
It's fantastic. It's Game of Thrones in Japanese. It's fantastic.
Game of Thrones, the ending was terrible. It's one of the worst endings of all time.
You know what's great? I watched that show maybe 8 years after, or however long after it came out. So I had no pressure. I've never read the books. I had no expectations. And you know what? I enjoyed every minute of the series. The ending, the last two episodes, both being like two and a half hours long each. Dude, The Long Night was awesome.
No, it was trash.
It was awesome.
It was the worst ending to a TV show of all time.
Okay, if we want to talk about Daenerys going crazy, wiping out...
That was great. I like that part.
You like that part, but not The Long Night.
She was crazy.
What was wrong with The Long Night?
It was trash.
Shut up, Jason. Listen. You've never even watched the show before. Listen.
They built up this whole show. They built up the whole show around the Night Walkers. Only need to give them one episode.
They were in a few.
Look, season 4 and season 3 were probably the two of the greatest seasons of TV ever of any show. But the rest of the seasons, I mean, were average. And then the last
season, I liked them.
The last two seasons were trash. It was almost as bad as the three Star Wars movies with the chick in it.
Okay, I don't know about that. Dude, I thought the last season was... So, okay, I'll say this. At the end of season 7 of Game of Thrones, I was all like, how are they going to wrap all this up? Because I saw how many... There was only like 6 episodes in the last season, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, how are they going to wrap all this up in 6 episodes?
By just skipping over a whole bunch of shit that they could have couldn't
tie up.
Well,
the books weren't finished being... Who starts a TV show when the guy's not done writing all the books?
Man, George R.R. Martin cashed in as soon as he...
And then all those retards were all like, listen, let's speed this ending. We're going to go write for a new TV show that never ended up happening.
That guy's banging his way through Ireland at 80 years old.
Who?
George R.R. Martin.
He needs to fucking hurry up and finish up some of them books. I didn't like the Jon Snow ending. I didn't like the ending. Listen, but I thought the last... I mean, the whole season didn't suck. It was...
No, it sucked.
I thought it was the ending.
First off, how are they going to have him kill the Night King with a dagger? Like, I'm just saying, like...
It was made out of dragon steel.
Why did Arya Stark be the person to kill the Night King? That's ridiculous.
Because she was training, and she did that same move not long...
Oh, my God.
Pretty, like, earlier in, like, a couple episodes before. She was training. It had to be her.
No.
Now, to me, I thought it was going to be this big build-up, Jon Snow versus the Night King.
And then, like, it cuts off with her and the, you know, what's-his-name's son. They were hooking up, but never fleshed any of that out. The girl that carried fucking legless boy across the Arctic, the wild Arctic, she just disappears, never comes back.
She died.
No, she didn't die. There was no closure in that.
Well, yeah, because Bran turned into the fucking Raven King.
He was the lamest character at the end. He got to be the king. Come on. A blind crippled paraplegic. He's in a wheelchair.
He wasn't blind.
Come on. He wasn't.
He wasn't blind. Well, he was just crippled. And also,
might as well been.
Well, then he turned into the Raven or whatever.
He turned into... Never mind.
Dude, listen. The guy in a wheelchair, let him be king. He's going to be fair at least.
No. They should have been.
FDR was president and he was fair.
I will say the Mountain and the Hound fight was awesome. That was the best part of the last season.
I don't know. The Long Night was a great episode.
It was a trash episode.
How?
Jorah Mormont dying for Daenerys. Like, the only main character...
His whole life was to serve her, and he died defending her.
He should have killed her.
That's an honorable knight's ending.
She literally, like, just...
He believed in her.
Like, he literally gave up everything he had to support her.
You literally just say it's trash because everybody else says it's trash.
It was trash. I watched the whole thing. It was garbage. There are so many things they could have...
You should have watched it in 2 months like I did. You were too committed. You had expectations.
And then the way Jaime died was terrible.
First of all, you know what I think from the beginning? Them fucking is one of the worst parts of the show.
What about the fleet that they hired?
The Iron Fleet.
Yeah, the Iron Fleet. Boring. Like, they didn't even do nothing with that.
First of all...
Okay.
Yeah, they shouldn't have wrapped it. They needed more time to flesh it out.
It's funny, out of all the complaints you have with the show, the incest, the amount of incest that's in it isn't one of them, because that's my biggest complaint with the whole show. There's so much incest.
I mean, that's literally medieval England. I just imagine all those kings and queens and
okay, but listen, man, when you're writing a show, like, they're super highlighting the fact that, like, there was some incest and some...
Dude, that just made you hate the Lannisters more.
Okay, let me just tell you this much right now. You know how I know that they cared a little bit. They made Daenerys older than a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, no, they did. That's right. So,
are the cats fighting or something?
There's a fucking chicken there.
No. They made Daenerys older because in the books, Daenerys is a 14-year-old girl getting banged by Khal Drogo.
Jason Momoa riding a 14-year-old in the show.
No! Oh, but they can make sure that you watch a full 3-minute-long brother-sister fuckfest.
Or what's his
name? I'm not into it.
What's his name getting his dick cut off?
Dude, that honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I wish they would have just killed him because
Theon was a good character.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, he was a traitor.
That's what made him a great character.
He deserved getting his dick cut off.
I didn't say he didn't. I'm just saying he's a great character because of those things.
I just don't want to see it.
No, they should have just killed that fucker. It felt bad for him. How dare they make me feel bad for a traitor?
Who is the worst character in fucking Game of Thrones as far as, like, who's the most...
The worst?
Yeah, who is the most douchebag character?
Oh.
I'm going to tell you who it was.
Cersei.
Oh, she was bad, but I think it's that... Okay, remember the guy that was like...
What'd you say, Jason?
What?
Who'd you say was the worst?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
I don't remember the guy's name, but the Hound was talking shit about him. He killed Arya's first mentor. Oh, fuck. He was like a youth pastor that molested kids. That's what he reminded me of.
Oh,
that's
sir.
Funny you said. That's funny you remember that.
I know who you
when
are.
I said that.
No, it's because he liked young women. He liked younger.
Yeah,
it's the guy with the black beard.
God, yes, I hated
that
guy.
I know who you're talking about.
He literally was like a fucking youth pastor. It's funny that jogged your memory when I said
Sir Marin.
Sir Marin.
Sir Marin. Yeah.
Marin the molester.
Marin the molester. Yeah.
Fucking guy. Hated
yeah,
him.
He was a dick. What? Yeah, he sucked.
That's a real dick.
Cersei, she was a bitch. Cersei was a cunt.
Yeah,
she's just a cunt. And then I would say the guy that was like fucking all of his daughters in the woods
and then sacrificing
all of their kids.
Yeah, he got what he deserved. Also, even though he wasn't bad the whole show, like terrible, but Stannis burning his own fucking daughter, that made him a real piece of shit.
But Stannis probably would have been one of the better candidates for king until that.
Well, I fucking know.
And then that happens, and it was all for nothing.
I was never pulling for Daenerys. She is crazy from the start.
No, I like Daenerys.
Look, she did some good things.
Why are we talking about Game of Thrones?
All right, my bad.
Trevor hasn't said this. Now I know how to get him to shut up. And Jason, I don't know if he even knows anything. He's just talking because he likes to fucking be a... what's it called?
I've seen the show. I just didn't watch the last two episode seasons.
He's don't an obstructionist. Watch it. It's terrible. No, it's not. Watch it.
You're going to waste your life watching
don't,
it.
No, no. Have you watched House of Dragon?
Yeah, they're playing it right now on the fucking screen.
House of the Dragon's really good. I didn't know if you watched the first.
I haven't had TV in 6 months.
Hell no, I ain't watching it.
Why not?
I ain't watching spinoff, damn it.
There's also a lot of incest in that, too. I don't know why there has to be all the incest.
Game like, why? Game of Thrones had a potential to go down as the greatest show of all time on TV, and they fucked it up with the last two seasons. Look, now it's Breaking Bad and The Wire. Breaking Bad and The Wire.
Sopranos.
Breaking Bad and The Wire. Yeah, it's good.
First of all,
The Wire is the best show I've seen on TV ever.
What'd you say?
Sopranos suck.
You haven't fucking watched The Sopranos, son.
Dude, Paulie was Paulie's amazing.
I fell asleep every time.
And Big Pussy or whatever his name is.
It's better. First of all, Breaking Bad and The Sopranos are better than a lot of other shows.
Have you seen
I've
The Wire?
SpongeBob's
The Wire is amazing.
Better than Sopranos.
What is?
SpongeBob.
I've never seen an episode of SpongeBob.
You should watch it. It's pretty good.
It's hilarious.
Is it?
Yeah.
I heard there's one where he cusses and says something like he talks about Texas and he's like, yeah, that's the only episode I know about right there.
That's insane.
No, SpongeBob's a good show, but it definitely doesn't count when you're talking about greatest shows ever.
I mean, I'd rather watch that than Breaking Bad.
Trevor, that's because you're as deep as a fucking kiddie pool. That's why. You've got as much depth as a fucking kiddie pool. You don't watch TV shows that expand your mind. Law and Order SVU.
That's a good
it's show. A good show.
Fantastic
Law
show.
Law and Order's a good...
It's a great show.
Criminal Minds, is it cool?
It's all right. I don't like the autistic guy that reads really fast. I don't like him.
NYPD Blue was pretty good.
Yeah, I like Blue Bloods, which is just like people that like that's what comes on after Fox News kind of turns off. It's fucking Blue Bloods.
I've been watching Yellowstone on my phone.
Dude, Yellowstone was awesome. Dude, what do you think the last episode?
No, dude, I'm in season two. I haven't finished. I just started watching.
Well, a lot of people say the last season sucks. I'm not gonna lie.
My favorite character is Rip.
Yeah, Rip's good. I like fucking Kevin Costner. I like
him. Oh, yeah, he's a great character. Man, his daughter is a ruthless bitch.
I know, that's what everybody says. And there's a lot of women on...
character, though.
There's a lot of women on Facebook that post memes that think they like to relate to Beth Dutton. I'm like, you're not Beth Dutton.
Yeah.
You just post on Facebook too much.
Dude, she's a great character, though.
I mean, she is. Kelly Riley. She's British. You know that?
I didn't.
She's British.
Kelly Riley.
You know who I'm talking about, Jason?
No.
She plays Beth Dutton on Yellowstone.
I've never seen Yellowstone.
That is surprising, considering that you want to be a cowboy. You think about being a cowboy all the time.
Well, I'm not a loser and watch cowboy shows.
They're good. What?
You want to be a cowboy?
He does. He's fucking like Kid Rock.
I want to be a cowboy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yellowstone's actually really good. It's like mafia, but...
Yeah,
you know,
I agree. It's a great show.
It's a good show.
There's good characters in there.
I love it. I thought it was really good.
The guy that runs the tribal nation's pretty good, too.
He always plays a Native American, probably because he's super Native American. Jason, you know the you know the guy that plays the wheelchair dad in Twilight?
Yes.
He's in it.
Oh, awesome.
And then Kevin Costner's in it. And,
yeah, I knew that.
And then the guy that plays
the
Rip.
The guy from Clerks, he's in it.
Clerks?
Jay and Silent Bob?
No, the dude that's the dude with the beard's friend.
What?
The guy that wears his hat backwards, he's a clerk.
No, Kevin Smith is not in Yellowstone.
Is that Jay?
Neither of them are in it. That's Kevin Smith as Silent Bob.
Silent Bob,
he's not in it. It's Cole Hauser.
Talk about Silent Bob.
Sideshow Bob.
You literally just said the guy with his hat backwards all the time. That's...
No, I'm talking about the guy that's one of the clerks, motherfucker.
That's what I always call Bob
okay.
from the store.
Oh, Sideshow so you're Bob. Talking about Dante?
Yeah, I guess so. The guy that...
No, the main
no,
guy.
No, his friend. Oh. Yeah, that doesn't have a soul patch.
Hey, that's where I fell in love with Rosario Dawson, so Clerks 2.
Dante and Randall. He's not in Yellowstone.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's the guy with the black beard and he wears black all the time.
That's Cole Hauser. That's Cole Hauser.
Talking about Rip?
Yes. It's Cole.
Yeah,
that's that is not
definitely not him.
First of all, Jason, have you ever seen Dazed and Confused?
Yeah.
You know Benny?
Yeah, the douche.
No, well, he's friends with Ben. No, that's Ben Affleck's character. Yeah. It's Benny's the red-haired with the Jufro, kind of, like the red hair.
Yeah, and he's going around paddling people.
Yes, did you ever get hazed that's in him. School? That's Cole Hauser.
That reminds me. Did you ever get hazed?
Do I look like I got hazed?
I did.
No.
Dude, we got swats. That's what that was the thing back in the
No, I played day. Football, and the worst thing that me ever too. Happened to me was a guy that played pit. He's a pitcher. He hurled a roll of tape at me, and it hit me in the cheek. It hurt really bad.
I put my mouthpiece, or not my mouthpiece. I put somebody else's mouthpiece on my stuff after that.
Your what? What is it? What'd you put it on?
It's junk.
My junk and my butthole. And, like, and then the next day they put it in during practice and they try to find me.
Junk in my butthole.
What did you tell them?
No, did you tasted
it. How do you know it was you?
This tastes like Jason's ass. They're like, this is Jason's ass. I knew this was Jason's ass.
I know Jason's asshole from him anywhere.
They tasted it.
How do they know it was you? They tasted it.
They tasted it.
It's not a fucking sommelier.
Jason's ass.
Oh my god. Dude, there's this kid.
He tasted it.
That's how he knew. This tastes like Jason. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Goddamn, Jason, you're mouth. Fucking he's asshole like, again.
Wait, so how do you know it was you?
Because I'm laughing my ass off.
Were you the only person laughing?
Well, no, everybody was.
Well, then I know this is your asshole in my mouth.
Well, no, because they asked and then
told
on me.
Dude, I remember this kid. Oh. He had really bad boogers, and he picked him. He went to John Holland, I think his name was. He went to his fucking mouthpiece. And he lined it up with boogers.
Oh.
And dirty. This is before a game. So we were at it warm up. So he put it in his mouth, and we just see him standing over there. And he starts freaking out, and he's spitting and fucking everywhere.
Oh.
Apparently, this kid lined
the salt.
It was snotty ones. It was
fucking disgusting.
This is fucked up. He said it was warm. And they also said that apparently, to top it off, he doused the entire mouthpiece in Axe body spray. So
that's the best part about it, honestly.
It was Axe body spray, and then boogers all stuck to the top of his teeth.
Oh my god.
What?
You know when you get you eat fucking peanut butter and crackers and they get stuck to the bottom of the top of your teeth? That's what he said it was like. Yeah, man. And you know what? You don't know what it is at first either. You're just like, what is that? What's that in my mouthpiece?
Oh, man.
And you look at-
God! That's fucking terrible.
How do you fucking focus on a football game when you're at a warm-ups about to play and you put your mouthpiece in it and it has boogers in it?
It's your own teammate who did it, also.
Yeah, dude, that's why we never won a game. We're doing shit like that. We weren't together. We weren't one.
Is this smells like freaking motherfucking...
But anyway, I think that's going to do it for us tonight, everybody. It's getting a little late. We've been running for a while. Luke, Jason, they're in the, if you're keeping up with the NBA playoffs, the four of us are going against each other. It's Luke versus me, Trevor versus Jason. We're into the second round, obviously, now. So,
Tom didn't sneak in the back door this time.
No,
he fucking tried.
He tried.
I told him I was waiting for him to axe somebody.
If Jason, to be honest, if Dad had tried the entire season, he might have legitimately got in. But, that's what you get for...
Oh, okay. Am I just a shit or something?
Okay. Let's just be realistic. He had a good run at the end. He was, one and two.
He was catching up to you, Jason.
I will say, though, at the end of the year, I was like... All right, listen. Jason, a month ago, I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. But then I was like, he's been playing pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I just think we should take Double Down out of the fucking...
You started it, all right? You started it.
I think we need to keep Double Down in everything.
It's your fault that it went crazy like that.
Okay, why don't we all agree to take it out then?
No.
No, we want you to suffer for it. We want you to suffer for your decision.
Because it's not even realistic. Because you fucking... Everybody just doubles down on everything and it's not even fair.
First of all...
It can fuck you over, though.
Not doubling down... Coming from a guy that has, like, led the league in scoring both years in a row, not doubling down on everything has definitely worked out for me. Especially whenever everybody else doubles down and everybody's wrong about a game and I'm the only person that doesn't lose 10 points. That was a hell of a dunk.
Yeah.
It's just annoying.
Jason, coming from the guy, this is like Nick Saban bitching about now everyone's gonna go where the most money is when he was just fucking recruiting everyone because they were winning the national championship.
Taking up the integrity of the game, David.
You doubled down in the first playoffs ever.
USC wants to pay me more money. I'm gonna go there.
Jason, the first NCAA playoff ever. You doubled down on every single bowl game. Available every single one
and won,
and you won.
Double downs work great for me.
Hey, I'm not saying it wasn't cool or nothing, but now it's gotten out of hand.
It's gotten out of hand because he hasn't been in the playoffs since like the NBA.
Because I was trying to take the damn shit seriously and I didn't double down on nothing.
Well, that was dumb. That's the Josh Brown.
Yeah, because I got integrity.
You started. Here's the thing: if you hadn't started this whole thing, we wouldn't be in this scenario. But you can't be like, "Well, I did it once." Like
he accidentally started a fucking new wave.
Yeah, now I want out. I want out.
No,
it's enough,
Jason. You know, going into this season, you know, me and Trevor were talking about you. Like, listen, this guy, he might come back. He might win one of these leagues this year, and then for you to just completely shit the bed.
And I work so much, I can't keep up with it.
You can't watch football?
I know, because I got to mow and shit and do work on the weekend.
You got to look up the scores, you got to go that extra effort. Listen,
oh no, SGA's limping.
I'm too tired.
That's what I was doing at Waffle House. Doing my research.
Yeah, Luke was working his ass off. And
I
look
wrote
at
down
him.
Notes for every. I didn't even win the bowl games.
Didn't you win the NFL this year?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
Who won college?
I feel like I'm rookie of the year.
So you won college. You won the NFL. Who won college basketball?
I won college basketball.
Damn! Luke's having a good year.
I feel like I'm the rookie of the year.
I mean, you
Maybe
are.
You're the
sure.
only rookie.
I mean, no, Billy was.
Your mom.
My mom. She only does the NFL in college.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jason, thank you for coming on the podcast and screaming at us for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, no problem, you fucks.
Well, I love you, buddy. Thank you for coming on, Luke. Thank you.
Congrats on your engagement, by the way.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Congrats.
I appreciate it.
Can't wait to go to the wedding and have you kick
in Houston,
me out.
Texas.
Open bar.
Yeah. I can't wait for you all to be there at the wedding. It's
Where are you
going to
awesome. Have it, Houston?
No, we're going to have it here. I ain't going to no damn ghetto Houston.
That's hilarious. So you're going to have it in Tahlequah. Oh, yeah. High society.
Not Tahlequah.
Got in front of the Walmart, baby.
Dude, I've seen puppies be sold in that fucking parking lot. I've seen furniture, drugs. Yeah, I was gonna say drugs.
We got a swing we can take from Loesch.
Dude, that's where people do in Tahlequah. When you're selling something online, you meet up at the Walmart parking lot. So why not get married there?
Yeah, that's every time, yeah.
Also, you and Mandy really like Taco Bell. Why not get married at Taco Bell? It couldn't be that hard to rent it out for a day.
I'm gonna talk about cater the wedding.
Jason, don't you dare.
Hey man, I'll be there. That sounds amazing.
Dude,
hell yeah,
send him a twist, baby.
Catered Taco Bell. Hey, imagine those tacos sitting there for 2 hours. How bad that would be.
Five-layer burritos everywhere.
You pick a taco up, the meat would just fall straight off the bottom.
I've eaten day-old Taco Bell.
Mandy, you don't get
me cool as shit though. That'd be cool as shit.
Be like Donald Trump inviting people to the White House to eat McDonald's.
Hey, Luke, what's your last name?
Dean.
Okay, I'm putting you on the waiting list.
I'll be there, bro.
His name is spelled D-E-E-N.
A-N.
D-E-E-N.
Z. Nuts.
E.
D's nuts.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Spell it.
D's nuts? D-E-E-Z.
No, spell Luke. Spell Luke's last name.
D-E-A-N.
No, D-E-E-N.
I'll send it over the message.
What are you laughing at, Trevor?
He tasted it. He tasted it. All right, everybody. Thank you guys for listening to the War Room. And remember, if you taste asshole, it might be Jason's.
What?
Yeah,
it was me because he tasted it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. If you ever put a mouthpiece out there and it tastes like asshole, you know who did it. What is it with it with guys in my family putting other people's shit in their ass? Anyway.
Father like son.
Yeah, like father like son. Luke, Trevor, Jason. And for myself, thank you guys for listening. We will see you guys this weekend. Good night.